At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
The Bird Show.
Producer Carl's having some problems here with his neighbors, man.
Yeah.
These are new neighbors, or these folks that you know for a while? Or?
No, these are real new neighbors.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Carl is like a stock car right now, and he's getting like new headphones and new tires.
Trying to get the mic in place. Lug nuts. A lot going on behind the scenes.
Headphones went out on me. But you know what? Yeah, these are new neighbors right now. Now, we just moved into the neighborhood about a year ago. Mm-hmm. So basically, the whole neighborhood is new.
And you moved because people were breaking into your old place.
Yeah,
like
the old
left
neighborhood.
Right.
Yeah, was going to the dogs. Mm-hmm. But I had a question for y'all. What would y'all rather have? A nosy ass neighbor or trifling neighbors?
I've never understood exactly what trifling is.
Yeah.
Trifling is just, I don't know. You never heard the word trifling?
I think they're the same thing, aren't they?
Nosy.
Nosy is like always
nosy
in your business.
Always in your business. Mm-hmm. Trifling is just dirty, just trifling, not kept up, just, you know, anything
goes.
Like
the house
goes.
Is beat up, an old car
there's
in the
no
yard.
I'd rather have the trifling neighbor, I gotta be honest with you.
Like trashy? Is that what you're talking? Is that what?
Yeah, not necessarily just trashy, but just not well kept. Just not well kept, kind of, you know, loose.
I mean, I'd hate to have either, but I've had a nosy neighbor, and it just drove me nuts and made me not want to come home. And made me not want to go outside because she was always there.
Always there.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought I was with you at first until the trifling neighbor moved in.
Okay.
So I was cool, you know, with the nosy neighbor. You know, I just kept her to a distance. Mm-hmm. I didn't mind her. My wife, for the most part, is the one that dealt with her. She would just send me the emails that she was sending. But until the trifling neighbor moved in, now I'm like, okay, I appreciate the nosy neighbor. Because the nosy neighbor told me about the trifling neighbor. She was so damn nosy.
Oh, damn. Right. What did she tell you about them?
So when we first moved in, the nosy neighbor was always outside, just always in our business. What's going on? What's going on? It's nobody on the, it's really no one on the street, but maybe four people. So I live in a cul-de-sac. So I had a basketball rim for my son in the cul-de-sac, being that no one's there. The nosy neighbor is real nosy. Oh, you don't need to put the basketball court out there. It's going to attract kids. So I'm like, lady, shut up.
Horrible.
Right. Exactly, right?
Keep the kids
inside.
Away.
Yeah,
keep
them inside. Pesky
children.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
So
that is not what a neighborhood is about.
And those kids are going to be bouncing balls, and all day we're just going to hear.
Right.
Yeah, and they're going to be laughing. There'll be laughter in the neighborhood. And we all know how annoying that can be.
No, don't be happy. Any joy around this cul-de-sac.
I promise you, that's exactly what we were saying in our house, right? So turns out she was right. The basketball court that I have out there, the trifling neighbor that just moved in, they have kids like three. And I don't even know, the father's not around. I don't even know if the mother's there. I haven't really figured them out yet. Mm-hmm. I think it's just a family of maybe brothers and sisters and a couple of cousins. And just, you know.
Doesn't that make you the nosy neighbor? If you're trying to figure out what's going on there.
She's rubbing off.
I appreciate that. Yeah. So yeah, I'm becoming real nosy now. So this family moved in, and I'm not really sure how to put my finger on what's going on in the house. But, you know, I didn't pass judgment on them. You know, I know how things can be. You know, I have family members, and I was like that at one point. So I'm just trying to get by. So I never passed judgment. So I put the basketball court out there, and I told one of the kids from the trifling neighbor's house, you know, trifling neighbor knows a neighbor, from the trifling neighbor's house, that he can use the basketball court just as long as my son is involved.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's not a bunch of kids. So long story short, the nosy neighbor has been calling me and calling my wife, Nichelle, trying to figure out why all these kids are over at the basketball court now. Now, this only happens when I'm gone. I don't never see this when I'm at the house. I can never catch none of these jokers, right?
So her reporting of it, though, is what? That there's 300 people there? And
right.
They're playing, then there's some stands set up, somebody selling hot dogs.
Then they have somebody on lookout. They have somebody on lookout also, so when they see you driving up, everybody's like, run!
That's exactly what's happening.
Coming!
that's exactly what's happened until last night. I caught all of them. So the nose neighbor called me. I pulled up to the basketball court, and I noticed it was kind of like turned around. So I'm like, oh, okay, they're starting to get a little bit more. They're a little bit more involved in what I wanted. So my son, I called my son. My son said, no, he hasn't been playing basketball. So they basically edged him out while I'm away from the house. So my son's not using the basketball court. And now it's a bunch of dudes just over at my cul-de-sac. Now, number one, I moved from that my old neighborhood because of my house getting broken into.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A bunch of guys, I don't care who they are, a bunch of guys around my house kind of starting to make me a little nervous mm-hmm. nowadays. You
and
know,
how old are these guys that are coming?
They're from like 7 to, let's say 17.
Okay.
So you're not worried about 7. You're worried about 17. So
hey, I'm worried about the little 7-year-old, too. I want.
Well, that's doing break-ins. It's little punk.
Little chump.
Yeah, 7-year-olds get bored, too.
The teenagers come up with the plan. And they exactly. send the younger yeah. kids in to yes. execute it. That's what
happens.
Legit.
Got some
That's
street true. Sense over there.
Come on,
right?
I live downtown. Hello.
But yeah, so yesterday I finally rolled up to the house and I caught him. And I promise, I have a real loud truck. I have like pipes on my truck and it makes a real loud noise. So I know that they. I'm here. But yeah, so I pulled up, man, and I saw the kids running off. So they
were hiding from you.
Yeah, they were hiding. And I was a little brash, but I remember as a kid, it wasn't fun unless you get caught and yelled at. You know? So I ran up on them with the big truck. I cut them off. I jumped out the car. I think I was a little too brash with them. Now I look back at it. But hey, you know.
You're going to err on the side of them being scared.
I don't know what you were said.
I maybe said one cuss word.
You know? Four or five.
But one of the 7-year-old was standing there. I said, hey, man, this is not a playground. You know, don't come playing around here. My son's not using the basketball rim. It's not a playground. I don't want to see you here anymore. Blah, blah, blah. So I made one of the kids, you hear me? I'm yelling at him. One kid said yes. The other little kid standing there just shaking.
Did he give you a yes, sir?
He gave me the yes, like he wanted to say sir.
Okay.
He was standing
I'd
up straight.
Make him say sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because if that was my dad yelling at somebody, I'd been yes who?
Yes mm-hmm. what?
Right.
Yeah.
But the 7-year-old was standing there. He didn't say anything. He was petrified. So
how'd that make,
hey, man, you hear
how'd
me?
That make you feel, Carl?
Great. But you know what? The 7-year-old saying, I said, hey, man, you hear me? You hear me? Do you hear me? Oh, yes, no. Yes, yes. Okay. I said, well, I don't hear you. So the thing, long story short, is that some of the kids came from the trifling neighbor's house. So one of the guy, I have no idea who this guy is. He came outside the house because he heard some of the commotion. And we're standing right in front of the house at this time. So I'm a big advocate, y'all. Y'all know that. I'm a big advocate. It takes a village to raise a child. I'm a big advocate of that. And if you're not disciplining your kids, I don't have a problem. I'll do it. I will do it. Yeah. Especially mm-hmm. on my street.
Sure.
So
that affects your kids.
Exactly.
Right.
And
right.
that's exactly what I'm saying.
Right.
Because my son has come back with a few other little ways about him. And I know he's picked it up from around the neighborhood and everything. And
so
I'm not worried about it.
Did you confront daddy?
I don't know who the dude was, but I did confront him. I said, hey, man, you know, he came outside. Who are you? I said, well, you know, I stay across the street. Who are you? He said, I'm the man of the house. I said, well, all right then, man of the house. Let me tell you what's going on. So I let him know that, you know, these kids have been over here at this house, and I'm getting a bunch of calls from everybody. And I'm in a tight-knit community. It's kind of like it's a nice community. And I see what they're trying to do. The nosy neighbors have been trying to keep it like that without it getting too loose mm-hmm. because of some of the trifling neighbors moving mm-hmm. in. So I'm just telling the guy, like, listen, man, you know, I'm getting all these calls from my neighbors. I'm getting emails and everything. And I don't appreciate my son not being able to use his court. And then he got these kids coming over here and making me nervous. So he looked at me and just, well, you know, you can just tell me and all this. So we kind of go back and forth with it. But he got the picture. But the thing
you guys
is,
are like establishing alpha dog of the neighborhood.
That's
right
exactly
now.
What it is, man.
You guys yesterday were basically sniffing each other's butts.
That's exactly what it was. Yeah. That's
buzz.
Exactly what it was. I didn't like the way it smelled either.
The Bird Show.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Get it. The Bird Show.
So on Friday, I got a call from producer Tracy, who said, hey, we've got an interesting opportunity, an interview opportunity to talk to CNN's Headline News about our Miley Cyrus interview. They're going to talk about Miley. Last week, she was on Britain's Got Talent and did that sort of simulated girl-on-girl stage kiss. And, you know, parents are really up in arms about this because this is Hannah Montana growing up as Miley Cyrus. And we interviewed Miley Cyrus, about 2 weeks ago on The Bird Show.
Yeah, and we have a pretty good relationship with her now. I mean, it's not like we're hanging out, we're going to Wet Seal together or anything.
But, when's the last time you were at Wet Seal?
Wow. That just came out of nowhere. Hey,
I saw it while I was shopping over at PacSun a couple of weeks ago.
Uh-huh. Where are you most recently, Hollister or Wet Seal?
I'm a Hollister guy, mm-hmm. but that's me. But she's been on the show so much now, and she's been in studio with us mm-hmm. so many different times that I think she opens up with us a little bit more than she would just some random morning show that she just doesn't know. So the last time we had her on, I mean, she gave it up.
Yeah, she talked about all kinds of different stuff. Talked about, you know, how she really doesn't make apologies for this new Miley. And she's like, you know, obviously this song, Can't Be Tamed, is saying exactly what I mean. It can't be tamed. I'm going to grow up. I'm not 12 years old anymore. I think she compared it to Hilary Duff and mm-hmm. how Hilary Duff came from Disney. And when she grew up, everybody said she was anorexic and all this other stuff. And she's like, you know, I'm not 12 anymore, and really makes no apologies for it. So on Prime, on HLN, which is CNN's Headline News, now they're called HLN, there is a show called Prime, and it's hosted by Mike Galanos, and they were talking about it, so they wanted somebody from our show to go down there, and Tracy gave me the call, so I got to go to Headline News on Friday.
So what
awesome.
Is it like?
So
I mean, when cool. you walk in there, I'm assuming there's really high security, like you got to go through 5 levels of security.
Yes, it is like Fort Knox to get inside of it, seriously, because you go to the main desk, and they have to have your first and last name from the employee at CNN who's invited you to come. You have to get all your information checked, your ID is checked, and your photo is taken. Then you go through the, what am I trying to think of?
Like
you
metal
go
detectors.
Metal detectors like you do at the airport. And so you walk through the metal detectors. There's 2 more security guards there and ask you where you're going and who you're waiting for. So you wait in that little area after they ask you.
Wow.
Then you go up the escalator, escorted by the employee who is bringing you inside. So thanks to Ebony, who escorted me and took us all the way through. Then you check in at another desk where they checked my purse to look and see what was inside my handbag. Check through there.
And right Same. Before then, did you go, oh my God, is what did I leave in here? What
right.
Do have any scissors, tweezers?
Do you have a little panic? Do women have a little panic yes. anytime somebody has to go through their purse?
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, you never know what you're doing.
I'm just curious, Melissa, what are you most nervous about?
Yeah, what would be nervous?
Why don't you bring out that purse right now?
Melissa doesn't carry a purse. She carries a wallet that's chained to her belt buckle.
Right.
Because I'm a biker chick. That's right.
So, you know, you have your sticky badge with all your information, your photo, you're wearing that on your clothing, and they're checking the purse. Then
was it
go,
uncomfortable because your purse has that I Love Fox News sticker on the side of it? Is that odd?
Right. Yeah, totally. So then we went upstairs, and I got there early enough to go back to their hair and makeup area, which, gosh, I mean, that would be the coolest perk, I think,
What's
of working
like?
In television
yeah,
is to go back there. And they have full-time makeup artists working at all times. And
you're basically a NASCAR stock car, right?
Yeah.
And they just, you sit down and they're zzz, zzz, zzz.
You sit down and they just go to town putting on makeup. You know, she went over my hair with a flat iron, like the whole thing, like trying to make sure that you look perfect and ready to go and spray you down and get you all right for TV. And some of the other anchors were in there getting ready for their shows at the same time. So that was kind of cool.
So cool.
And they walk in there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wasn't sure what it was going to be like, so I felt like I needed to be prepared with my own hair and makeup at home because I didn't want to get there and not have it and then be on camera without it. You know, mm-hmm. I just wasn't sure how it worked. So I had kind of done a bunch of stuff at home already. But apparently the anchors for HLN or CNN walk in there and nothing on. Like a bare face, no hair done. They just like walk in and somebody else at work does it. And
so they're just praying that they don't get pulled over by a cop on the way to work every
yeah,
single day.
They just don't care because they just like walk in and somebody professional is going to do it for them every day. Oh,
that'd
so
be
awesome.
So great.
What a luxury. I was so jealous.
Yeah, that takes time in the morning. We don't have to worry about that.
Yes, time and effort that it's just
you know,
so
much
bad,
easier to wake
fun
up.
To put in.
How long does it take you, Joe?
That's why Burke gets here so early every day, which yeah. we're like, dude, it's radio. And he's like, I know. You look good.
Well, if I look good and I feel sexy, then I know I'll sound sexy on the radio.
That's
and that's
right.
And that's what I do.
Yeah.
Save that.
So that's about it. From there, they walked us through to different areas of the offices, which is cool. So you could see the behind-the-scenes set. When you walk into the set room, everything is cold because they got to keep all the cameras and the equipment cold. So it's a little chilly in there. Mm-hmm. But the way that Mike's show works, Prime News, is that he's in one studio that I didn't even walk into or see. And then there's couches and lights and cameras and teleprompters and everything set up in another studio. So they led me to the couch. I sat down. They said, talk right into this camera and put a mic on me, and then also put that little thing that goes in your ear.
The IFB, I think they call it, right?
Yeah, the IFB in the earpiece, and where you can hear him and hear the producers. And so the producers started talking and said, okay, Jen, are you ready to go? And I said, yeah. And they were like, okay, let's just do this.
Did I get this a little twisted? Did you say the host is in a room right next to you, or he's out in L.A. or something?
In a room right next door.
He
because
is.
After the show was over, he walked around the corner and came and said hello.
That seems so cool, bizarre, though. Right?
That's awesome.
Because, well, I mean, it makes you feel like this Jen's somewhere else and on location.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When you do the split screen.
He talked about me being from The Burt Show, and talked about me living in Atlanta, and yeah, it was really a great experience.
Yeah, here's the intro to the show on CNN's HLN.
Oh, there we go. And she's got the outfit working everything. She's dressed provocatively, moving suggestively. You know the song, I Can't Be Tamed. Well, the 17-year-old talked to the BBC about the negative comments circulating online. Here's part of what she said. I think they're closed-minded people, and they do not understand art. Give me a break. Join me to talk about this, Renee Seiler, author of Good Enough Mother. You can read more of her thoughts always at goodenoughmother.com. And also with us, Jen Hobby, co-host of the Burt Radio Show. And she had a chance to interview Miley Cyrus talking about this transformation. So we'll talk about that. Jen, your thoughts on the performance first off, then we'll get into more of your interview.
I don't think that Miley Cyrus makes any excuses for becoming a woman from a teenager. You know, she's made it very clear with this Can't Be Tamed song and album that she is ready to be a woman. She is no longer a teenager. And I think this performance is provocative on purpose. Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Dude, that's national news, right? That's national.
It's Jen Hobby.
Our girl's national.
I know her. I know her.
We debated it for a while, too. And the woman, Renee, who was in New York, yeah, she didn't really like a whole lot of what I had.
No.
She
really?
Came after me a little bit. Yeah, we had a little back and forth.
Oh, I got to watch this.
We're I want to know why.
We're going to have the video up online at theburtshow.com. What'd she go after you for?
She just said that, you know, growing up and becoming a woman didn't have to be in this very provocative way. She is the author of a parenting blog. You know, she's concerned about kids who still love Hannah Montana. And, you know, a lot of times during this discussion and, you know, this sort of debate back and forth, they had the pictures of Hannah Montana up against the new pictures of Miley. And wow, it really is a drastic change. And as somebody who doesn't have children yet, I don't know I don't watch Hannah Montana. Like, mm-hmm. I've seen the pictures on merchandise, but I've never seen the show. And so seeing her as Hannah Montana right up against this Can't Be Tamed video and this Britain's Got Talent performance from Miley, it was a stark difference.
So I think this was addressed during your appearance on CNN Headline News also about her fans and about, you know, they're mostly kids.
Mm-hmm. Jen, does Miley Cyrus realize that still her fan base is those young girls who are going to watch her do this? Does she have any thought of that?
I think she realizes it and is really ready to move past it, Mike. I do. I think she is ready for an older audience. She wants to grow with her fans. Regardless of having younger fans now, she's not going to stay young and wait for them. She has already grown up.
So the heck with them.
I'm Jen Hobby on National TV. That's who I am. I'm on national television right now.
It was really fun because my parents live in Florida and they were able to see it. They were so excited.
So cool.
Awesome. Isn't that great?
They sent me pictures of the TV screen.
Oh, that is so cute. Yes. That's awesome.
This is Jen again talking about Miley maybe wanting to be Britney.
Jen Hobby, do you think she's going to follow in Britney's footsteps?
Oh, absolutely. This is just the beginning. If you think that this is a more sexy Miley, I think this is just the start of it all. You know, she started with the Vanity Fair, photo shoot. She also was just caught on tape doing the lap dance with her movie producer. I mean, this is really just the beginning for Miley Cyrus. I mean, I think that she's coming out. I think it's all very calculated that she wants to be provocative. She's also a born entertainer. She's been raised in show business. And as we know, shocking things get all of us to talk about her, and that sells albums.
It does.
Nice.
Nicely done, John.
Good. That one I was speaking in a soundbite right there.
Yeah,
I was trying to get quoted.
Yeah.
What's the name of Dude's show again?
It is called Prime. It's on HLN, and the host is Mike Galano. So thank you so much to everybody down there who put it all together and had me on. It was amazing. It was great.
Outstanding, man.
Yeah, it was cool.
You're on The Burt Show.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
L-E-D-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.
So we get a call from Meg, and she tells us that her hunch, she has every instinct that she's got a 12-year-old half-sister.
Yeah, she has not been up to her father's home, which is in Maryland, and he moved up there about 12 years ago. So she found some photos and was doing a little digging around on Facebook and saw these pictures of a 12-year-old girl, a little girl about the age of 12. And so she thought that that could be her half-sister that she's never known about.
Now, we took a lot of advice, and it was really kind of split, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she wanted to go and just knock on the door and just show herself. And then there were like Wendy, you thought that she should go ahead and just do it and present herself to her dad.
Yeah, I mean, she had nothing to lose at that point because her and her dad really haven't had a tight relationship. So I just figured, what's it going to hurt?
You're having a tough time talking today, aren't
I know.
You?
It's really Monday. Hard to put all the words together yeah. today.
Don't you hate when the words like get right to the back part of your tongue and won't make it all the way up?
It's all in the back of your brain. And then once it tries to come to the front, it just doesn't work out in your
favor.
It's
okay, baby. That sucks.
Look at him laugh.
It's not me today.
That's funny.
But then there were people like me who thought that was just a little too aggressive and that the bigger picture should be considered rather than just kind of showing up and doing the shock thing. Mm-hmm. That the fact that if she does have a half sister, in the end, really, I thought the most important relationship was probably between her and that half sister.
And I said she just did not need to have really high expectations for what the reaction was going
to
be.
I wouldn't have the guts to make this kind of move. So even if I was giving her advice, it would have been hypocritical because there's no way I could have done this. This is about a 30-second clip of her talking to us on Friday, and now she's on hold. So we'll get her on and tell us how the weekend went in a second.
My parents have been divorced for 15 years, like everybody else's parents, right? You know, he moved like to Maryland outside of D.C. And my brother told me 5 years ago he'd gotten married.
Your dad didn't
Your
tell
dad
you
got married.
That he got remarried?
Right. I've never met her, but I found her on Facebook. And in most of the pictures, there's this little girl. And, I think she is probably my sister.
And wasn't there a timing issue here also that when you did the math on the whole thing that it could have ended up that he impregnated his now wife before he was totally divorced to Meg's mom, right? Mm-hmm.
That was her speculation, yeah.
That was the speculation. All right, well, Meg is back with us. Hey, Meg, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm okay. How are you guys?
Okay.
Good. Curious what happened.
Yeah.
Okay, well, actually, I called on Friday. The one caller said about waiting till Father's Day and surprising him then, really, that sounded better because I got to thinking, if I just show up, he would know that I just wanted to bust him, right? If I just showed up. Mm-hmm. So I decided that I'm going to wait till Father's Day and then
No.
I mean, if you're going for shock value.
No.
Did we ever go over the fact if the half sister even knows you exist?
I mean, I doubt she does. I don't think she does.
So you're saying on Father's Day, when his wife and his daughter are celebrating Father's Day with him, that you're going to just come in and say, "Happy Father's Day, here I am."
But he
knows. Yeah, because I think if I show up this weekend, past weekend, I'm going to look really suspicious, you know?
Oh, but you won't on Father's Day.
Father's Day.
But it's her father.
Still, I mean, like, it's
just to show up unannounced.
I don't.
Anytime on Father's not a Day, great idea.
That's almost like an act of anger.
Yeah, a little bit. It's perceived as rebellion, even though it may not be rebellion. I get what Jeff's saying about it being your dad, but the thing is, this is family, so it's not just you're going to go and shock and awe, and it's going to be fine or it's not going to be fine. It's like you really have to handle this in a mature way.
All right, if you want in on this, the phone number is 1-877-588-BERT, and that's BERT, 1-877-588-2378. Why did you have this decision before you left? Did you think in your head, okay, I could either do this and we could clear the air, or will it make more of an impact on Father's Day?
No, I really just thought, like, if I show up, like, he's gonna be like, she knew, she came here, she wanted to, like, make a fool out of me and, like, embarrass me in front of my family. But if I just show up on Father's Day, like, you know, it was innocent. You know what I mean?
So you're gonna claim that you didn't see anything online. So if you meet a little girl, it's going to be a total surprise to you if you do it on Father's Day? That's your plan?
Yeah.
Yeah, that means I hadn't thought about it. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. But, I mean, are you going to just...
Wow.
No, I'm just saying that she hadn't thought through it is what I'm saying. Is right. You know?
Mm-hmm. You either go with the knowledge, hey, Dad, I'm approaching you because I saw these pictures online. I didn't know your wife's name until a short time ago through your brother. And I see pictures online of a young girl. Is that my half-sister? So you're either going to approach it that way or you're going to just show up to be the happy surprise person and all these things are supposed to unfold in front of you as if you knew nothing. So it's like, which hat are you going to wear when you make the approach?
Here's Jennifer, virtual listener Jennifer. Hey, what, you have some advice?
Good morning. I just don't understand why she doesn't have the right to go visit her father for Father's Day.
Yes.
And what happens. It's her right. It's her dad.
Because she's going up there with a loaded gun. She knows that this is going to be...
Well, but you know what? That's his problem. Right. And she can go up there and act surprised that, oh, my God, I have a sister. Mm-hmm. You know, that's his fault. But that's still her dad. And why doesn't she have the right to go visit her dad?
But why can't you take the high road? I mean, he obviously hasn't. Why can't you go up there a couple of weeks beforehand?
But why does she have to? It's her dad.
It's
her father. She just has the right.
I think it's antagonist.
I agree with this one. I agree with this woman, but I don't use the word dad as emphatically as she did. It's her dad!
It is her dad's fault. Her dad's the one keeping secrets. It's not her fault that he's hiding this relationship. He should have been open in the first place. And if she goes and asks him over the phone or goes and asks him who this woman is, who this girl is, he's not going to be honest anyway. So why not just show up?
So you're maintaining the same, Melissa loves this, consistency that you had on Friday. So same thing. Go up there.
I think irregardless of the day that she does it, it's going to be bound to happen anyways. He's not going to be honest.
Great. All right, Trina wants in on this now. She's been listening to Meg, and she's gone through the same type deal. Hey, Trina.
Hi. Okay, so I did the same thing. I had a family who I didn't know about. I was adopted, and when I turned 18, I met them. And they were in Texas, and I drove 20-something hours to Texas, and it was probably one of the biggest mistakes that I've ever made. I don't think she should go on Father's Day to do it.
I only have a couple of seconds, but give us a snapshot of what it was like in that house when you just showed up.
It was a lot of shock, a lot of tears, a lot of people just staring. I don't think that it's something that she should go do on Father's Day. I think she should either write a letter or call or really, really think, is this something that I want to do? Do I want to bust in on a family, especially on Father's Day? I know it's her dad. I went and saw my entire family, and it's not like how people want it to be. It's not rainbows and sunshine and puppy dogs.
Melissa, you're shaking your head yes.
Yeah, I agree, because I think that everybody's saying yes, the father has hidden a family, has lied to her about this half-sister, and I don't know why she thinks all of a sudden by showing up it's going to change the dynamic at all. And again, family's the rest of your life, so why just throw everything away in one day?
This is The Bert Show.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, Discover great taste at Market District.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is The Bert Show.
Hey, Meg.
Hey.
Okay, so most calls coming in now saying, I mean, you're entitled to do what you want to do. It's your dad. But Denisha wants to tell you that maybe you shouldn't do it around Father's Day. Go ahead, Denisha.
Yes, I was calling to say maybe she should talk to him from now up until Father's Day or a couple days before Father's Day, just small conversation and maybe, like, throw in a couple hints, but if he doesn't say anything, she shouldn't either. Or say, like, I want to send you something for Father's Day. Can I have the address? If he doesn't want her to send her something, he really don't want her to be in the house either.
So you think the whole key to this thing is finding out if he's trying to avoid her being at that home, which she hasn't been to in over a decade, 12 years.
Yes, and if he doesn't want to receive mail from her, that means he probably hasn't told them about her either.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think of that?
I mean, that's a good option. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
he's still her father.
It's just.
What do you think about that? Like, the key here, Jen, she's saying, is that find out if he's really trying to avoid keeping her at that house or getting her to that house.
Keeping her a secret
away.
As well.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's up to Meg on if she's going to take advice or not. I mean, one of the last calls we took was her, you know, a woman who had gone through this experience and said it's not all puppy dogs and rainbows and that's not the way that it's going to go. So change your expectation or change your plan, but don't expect it to just be perfect together when you see your dad for the first time in 12 years and you're shocking him like this. I mean, it's really not fair to him or the potential stepsister either.
So what you have here is a situation with Meg that she wants to go up to her father's house, and she hasn't been there in 12 years. He sort of kept her away, and she thinks she has a half-sister, and she wants to go up there Father's Day now. She was going to go this weekend, but she said, nah, I don't want to do that. I really want to make it shocking and wait till Father's Day weekend, and she'll show up there, knock on the door, and find out if she has a half-sister. So we're taking advice from you guys right now, and here's Lori. Hey, Lori, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. It seems like it's more about the half-sister than it really is about her relationship with her dad. So what I suggest her do to investigate just a little bit further, because 10 to 1, if the little girl's 12, she probably has her own Facebook. I would go on the mom's, look at the little girl's picture, go through her mom's friends, find the little girl and see if she has the same last name as her dad. Because if not, then it could have been a previous marriage
child.
That's true. You know? Man.
That's a good point, because you could be working yourself up over nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I still think we do have two issues, though. We got the half-sister issue, but then we also have the issue of why hasn't Meg been over to my house in 12 mm-hmm. years?
Mm-hmm. But even if it's a half-sister, it's still a stepsister.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I did look her up on Facebook.
Oh you looked up the potential half-sister.
You're beautiful.
And what'd you find?
The sexiest thing you've ever said.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And
what did you find?
Well, her profile setting is private, so I couldn't really see anything except, like, her fan pages.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm creating a fake account to friend her.
Okay.
What are you going to be like an 11? Really? So what are you going to be like an 11 or 12 year old girl that just links up with her on Facebook and gets some more info?
Yeah, I that's what I was thinking, and I thought I might like some of the same fan pages as her, so it wouldn't be weird.
I mean, this is a lot of energy that you're exuding when you should just talk to your dad and just be out honest with him.
Oh, Melissa. Talking to your dad does not make good radio.
If everybody went the mature route and honest route, we would have we'd have 4 minutes of material in this show. So please do not take
Melissa's
advice.
Melissa.
No more honesty. No more high road.
Crazy talk.
I think part of,
antiquated.
Part of, Meg, it sounds to me like part of your plan to shock him is to find out how does he really feel about you. You know, like, I want to find out how my dad really feels about me, and his reaction is going to tell me that. So I don't know. I just think you have to be really clear about your intentions. Are you trying to figure out, does he really love you? Does he not? All those kind of things based on his reaction. I think that's why she wants to surprise him.
Here is Janice with some advice. Hey, Janice, good morning. You're on with Meg.
Hi.
Hi.
To me, she's acting just like her dad. She's being sneaky just like he is. Mm-hmm. And if she really wants this relationship with her dad, she needs to just call him straight out and say, is this my sister? And give him a chance to be the father that she wants him to be.
Does that have the same impact on a woman it has on a guy? If you tell me I'm being like my dad, that's my hot button. Is it the same thing with a woman, any parent, or does it have to be your mom to be the hot button?
Well, it depends on which parent you are irritated by. Seriously, yeah.
Which parent's qualities you dislike the most, and if you're being compared to those.
Right.
Yeah.
Here is Shantae. Good morning. You are on The Burt Show. What's up?
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to tell Meg that I think she should go. I don't care when. Father's Day seems like a good enough time. My dad basically did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
He divorced my mom. He got married. My brother found out accidentally. My dad has still yet admitted that he's married. Mm-hmm. I don't even know according to my father, I don't know that he's married. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that if this is a way for her to get closure on the whole deal, because obviously her and her dad don't have that great a relationship, or we wouldn't be talking today, you know? So she should just go, force his hand. When she shows up at his door, he's either going to say, he's going to have to tell her, you know, I don't want you here because XYZ, or invite her in and introduce her to these people.
But smoke them out one way or the other.
So, Meg, I mean, we had a Burt Show listener a little earlier ask about how you found out about his wife and his marriage. Like, was it your brother? Is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was my brother finally spilled the beans a few years ago.
And how did he know? Because the listener was confused on how did he know so much information that you didn't know.
You know, I'm not exactly sure why, but my dad and my brother stayed a lot closer than he and I did after he moved to Maryland.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, for some reason my dad couldn't talk to me on the phone. It was, but, you know, we could talk to my brother, and I don't know. And maybe he thinks I'm still mad at him for divorcing my mom.
Yeah, there's something there, too. If he is being more open with the brother and not her, isn't there something there?
Mm-hmm. Or it could just be a guy-guy thing.
Male binding.
Yeah. Does your brother know about the half-sister? Like, he doesn't even know?
Well, if he did, he didn't tell me about that. We got in a big fight when he told me that my dad had gotten remarried because I couldn't believe he hadn't told me earlier.
Right. Mm-hmm. Here is Casey with an interesting angle on this whole thing. Hey, Casey.
Hey.
Hi. Good morning. You're on The Burt Show. What's up?
Hey, what if some stepmom, like, what if she's jealous and doesn't want her dad to be, you know, around her previous family?
Look, we've heard this from time to time where the new wife just almost wants to, like, clean the slate, doesn't want to be reminded that he has had another family, nothing.
Especially
just compartmentalize it.
Especially if she's the reason that the first marriage broke apart.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, Meg's going to do something about it. You know, she's either going to tell him she's coming or just show up and surprise him, but there's no way at this point you can just sit back and do nothing and let it keep going.
Mm-mm.
Right.
You just have to prepare for a reaction you're not expecting. Like, if he shuts you out, you just got to say, okay, that's it. Done. Wash your hands.
And after that happens, call us back. We'll give you some more advice.
It sounds like you have an agenda already, though. It sounds like you know you're going to go on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to create this account as the 12-year-old girl and get some info. And it sounds to me like your agenda is already to go up there on Father's Day.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you have definitely given us reason to call you back. So can we check back with you next week?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, hold on one second for me. I don't think people are done giving you advice, so hold on one second. So 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, or 1-877-588-2378. Hey, Linda.
Okay. I think that she should go because I think that she should be able to have a relationship with her sister, and I think it was very selfish of her dad not to let her know that she had a sister.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that she should be able to, if she wants to be able to have a relationship with her.
You have the best advice because your accent is caring.
I'm going to take one more call, then we'll move on. Good morning, Drew, because Drew has been in this exact spot. Go ahead, ma'am.
Yes, I'm the sister on the situation. I mean, not in Meg's situation, but my brother was given up for adoption, and I appreciated him coming down. I think she should go see him whenever she wants to.
What were the circumstances, though? There wasn't like this, I mean, it sounds like with your family, there wasn't a hidden adopted brother or sister, was there?
Yeah, I wasn't told about him. I mean, I was 22 when he came down, and I wasn't told anything about him. And when he showed up, I was super surprised, but I'm kind of upset at my parents for not letting me know, but I'm glad that I met him now.
And you have a relationship with him now?
I do.
Wow.
That's cool.
So your advice is go up there, even though it's shocking, you appreciate that it happened.
Yes.
Okay.
I think she should go up there like today. Don't even wait until Father's Day.
Okay, thank you for calling.
All right.
It shouldn't surprise us anymore. We hear stories like this all the time. You know, like somebody passes away. Mm-hmm. Like grandfather passes away, and then you find out, like right after the funeral, that he had a family over there. Family, we've taken those calls, right? Mm-hmm. Family over there also.
Whole life thing you never knew about. It's crazy.
It's the Burt Show.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
L-E-D-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.